I want to dispel any rumors that might be out there. This series is not about giving to the church. It is about getting out of debt. It is about budgeting. It's about investing. It's about hearing God's word and what God's word says about our money. As the word gets out, excuse me, I got a tickle for some reason. As the word got out that I was doing this teaching series, several people did say, well, Eric, you know, even though you don't want the teaching series to be about giving to the church, that is a part of our financial landscape. And so we would really like you to at least take one sermon and talk about that. So later on, I will talk about giving to the church. But overall, I want it to be understood, this teaching series is literally about our philosophies, our thinking, and our life decisions around money. You have heard me say many times that God has set us free through Jesus Christ. We need to just start living like we are free. Anybody ever heard that from me before? I know you have. I listen to these sermons, so. The series is to help us become financially free. Financially free. The primary book that I have chosen to guide us is the Dave Ramsey book, The Total Money Makeover. Now, it's very straightforward, and it's very easy to read. If you've read it before, you understand what I'm talking about. If you would like to purchase this book, I invite you to either write a note and put it in the offering plate later in the service, or call the office, and maybe we can get if enough people want a book to read, we can order it at a bulk rate. That's my thought. There's also a workbook that goes with it. I believe the book is $25 and the workbook is $18. Very powerful tools, at least it has been for me and thousands, millions actually, of people across the United States that have used his program. So, The Total Money Makeover. Now, throughout this series, always remember this. You serve an awesome God who wants to bless you. You serve an awesome God who wants to bless you. God can step in at any time for any reason to bless you. God doesn't need a reason. God doesn't need logic behind it. God can step in and bless you at any time. It usually happens when we take that step of faith. Remember the movie clip from last week? Remember that? Whenever he was standing out there and there was the bridge there that he couldn't see and he took that step of faith. Remember that? That step of faith last week. That's kind of what this is. God usually blesses us when we take that step of faith and we decide to take that step. God will entrust us with the small things, you have to understand, before God will trust us or entrust us with the big things. Well, making money work for you rather than you working for money. One thing I like about Dave's book is his research into how millionaires live. The millionaires live. One overarching philosophy is that rich people make money work for them and not the other way around. You understand that? Rich people make money work for them and not the other way around. If you can get to that point in your financial life, and that point regarding your money, where you can live by this philosophy, you have made a huge leap in your financial freedom. Matter of fact, it's almost more of a mental thing and the way you think of money more than anything else. All right? Over the years, people have said to me, but wait, Eric, how do we get into such debt? It seems to me like I woke up one morning and I was in over my head. I can't handle it. It's all I think about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning worrying about how we're going to make it, how I'm going to buy food for my kids, or those tennis shoes that my kids need. How are we going to do it? And usually, somewhere in that sentence, they say, do people really understand my pain? Do people really understand my pain? Well, that's one reason why I have such passion behind this teaching series. Because I believe that if we could get financially free, it would solve a lot of problems. In my ministry career, the biggest problem with marital sufferings is financial.